Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening to all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. We will be going live with the blog in around 4 minutes, so stand by. God bless you.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory, we're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, the Virgin Isles, Canada, all over the United States of America. You name it. Literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Roots International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, and now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Julie Hagan. Wonderful to be on the line tonight, and we're on the blog line tonight. Amen, and we got the overflow line open also. Thank you so very much. God is blessing in a multitudinous way, and we do glory in him. Oh, my God. Thank him for his goodness and his kindness, for his love. I'm going to go to God in prayer. But we have a format on this line. Our format is to simply make known God's goodness and take prayer requests, first of all. Yeah, if you have a prayer request, get it ready now, because we certainly want to pray on target here in the name of Jesus. Give God some glory for what he's going to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And the grandchildren.
Yes, sir, we hear you. I hear you.
Amen. All right. Those who would take your assignments and just start the prayer. Would you please? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your blessings. We ask that you forgive us for every sin of commission or omission. Look on Dr. Betty in Jesus' name, and Lanitra and Raphael. Look on all our grandchildren, and bless them all, Lord, all in Jesus' name. As you bless the multitude, you bless them all, and we praise you for it. We thank you for it. I pray also, Lord, that you would look on our nation in the name of Jesus. Would you bless our nation, Lord? It's such turmoil, murders every day, all kinds of drugs everywhere, all kinds of things that are affecting our country. Oh, God, look on the nation. Bless. Oh, thank you for it. Look on our youth, Lord, who need help everywhere. Touch in the name of Jesus. Give grace and mercy to our youth. Help them to make it through the summer without a Columbine. I'm asking God, sometimes you send things to get our attention. Nobody's ever said, and I guess afraid to say, perhaps the Lord will send judgment down to Orlando because of the abomination. We must cry loud and stand out because of the abomination. God, you do all things well to get our attention in the name of Jesus. I pray that you look on every city, every state, oh God, in our precious nation. Bring that murder rate down, God. And bring the drug rate down. Let something happen to cause a wonderful effect in the nation when you bring these things down. In Jesus' name, bring alcoholism down. And bring rape down, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And bring all these things that are affecting detriments that are affecting our nation. Bring those statistics down, God. Whereas we will know that our country is getting better rather than worse. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, thank you. 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 In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on Lucille with her unspoken request.
Yes,
God, she asked, and we certainly want to put her in the prayer that you would bless her, Lord, with her family. And as I mentioned some time ago, Lord, I'm asking you to bless her with a beautiful home in the name of Jesus, away from all the fuss and all the confusion and things like that. But help her, Lord, to have her own home. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray also for our churches worldwide, that you look on our churches and bless them. God, you know what to do. So many people are going through in churches, and the enemy has brought witchcraft to the churches, trying to control the minds of the saints. Don't want them to praise God. Don't want them to worship God, because he's not getting it, and he's a jealous fiend that wants God to get it. In the name of Jesus, I pray to help, Lord. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We thank you for what you've done already. We know that you've been in the middle of precious people. We claim it for these precious people. We pray, claim a miracle for them, that you would open up doors and that you would bless them and that you would help them. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you adoration, and we give you the praise. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Does anyone else want to pray? The line is open to you, please. Thank you, Lord.
This is Mother Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know whether you wanted me to pray now or later.
Yes, ma'am, now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on us and give us strength. Oh, God, and let us have a forgiving heart, that we will search ourselves and search our heart and see what we have on the inside of us. Dear God, we ask you to forgive us for every sin that we have committed in our bodies. We don't mean to sin, but God, you know whether we have or not. In the name of Jesus, we want you to come in tonight and bless prayer. Bless everyone that is on the prayer line. Look on the leader of the prayer line. Oh, God, you shield and protect him. Go with him as he go in. Go with him as he go out, family, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you is there to go before him, and we know that you is able to go behind him, and we know you are all around him. In the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you tonight to cover us all with your blood. Shield us and let your strong angels follow us everywhere we go. And let us watch over us while we are asleep. Keep us in your care, oh God. Shield those that don't even know you. And let them come to you. Because God, you said you had sheep that is not of this fold, that you must also bring. And there is people, oh God, I feel that want to be saved, but they just don't know how to come to you. You's able to bring them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And look on those that is suffering in the name of Jesus, those that don't have houses, those that is being put out of the house. God, I know you's able to make a way for them in the name of Jesus. And stand by us, oh Lord. Stand by us in the time of need. And, oh, God, most of all, we ask you for your strength and for your power. Fill us more and more with your Holy Ghost. Give us the wisdom that we need, oh, God, to go in and out before your people, that we could be able to have the strength to stand for in this last and evil days, because the days are evil. Oh, God, and help us. Help us, oh, God, to know how to teach our children and teach others, oh, God. Give us the wisdom to know. Oh, Lord, and we thank you for the mother of the nation, the mothers that's in the nation. And, God, we thank you for all that is all around us and these that are testifying and saved. God, keep them saved and keep them with a mind stayed on you in the name of Jesus, with a prayer, oh, God, in their heart and on their lips, that they will be able to thank you and praise your holy name for the blessing that you have bestowed upon them. And God, those that are seeking wealth, seeking houses, Lord, they don't altogether have to have wealth, but they want to be able to live comfortable in this present world while they are here in the name of Jesus. There's many, oh God, that don't have food, don't have clothes. You're able to clothe them because you are their Heavenly Father. And we look unto you, dear God, to take care of and shield us and keep us, oh God, as we stumble and sleep all night. Look on all of the ambassadors, all of those, oh, God. I mean, I don't call all of them by name right now, but you know all of them and all of the ambassadors elect in the name of Jesus. We ask you to look on them tonight, shield them, and bless them at all of your prophets in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, beautiful mother. Thank you so much. Anybody else? One more prayer before we start thanking the Lord.
Praise. Praise God. This is Ambassador Hagen. Just want to pray for the churches. Thank you. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, Father, we've come as an act of obedience to pray for the churches tonight, churches that are all over this world. Oh, Father, in every country, in every precinct, every nation, Father, those that are lifting up holy hands unto you, the leaders, Lord. Oh, God, the founders, the pioneers. Oh, God, first of all, we lift up holy hands to you and look upon the pioneers and the founders, the leaders, Lord, those that have built such churches and organizations and ministries. Look upon them and their families. Shield and protect them. Father, look upon Minister Sherrod, Lord, who's out there working in India, who have founded a church. Father, out there, God, in the name of Jesus, be with him and his family. We pray for the churches that are abroad that have been started from the heart of those back home who've gone, as well as those who've started churches and ministries here are at home as well. We pray for every church, every leader, everyone that's true and real and genuine, the true churches. Father, we pray for them, your churches. We pray for them. We pray the blood covering. We pray that you will bless the leaders as well as the organizations and the members. Lord, we pray a spirit of obedience upon the membership. We pray increase. We pray increase in attendance. Let it grow and thrive. Let the people that have leaders and in the churches, let there be happy churches in the name of Jesus as they worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father, that you will unite them with cords of love that cannot be broken. In the name of Jesus, bless them financially. Supply the church with everything that they stand in need of. Keep the wolves out. Keep the hirelings out. Let your blood covering be there. Let them be strong and firm and take a firm stand. Father, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. And we give you praise and we thank you as you cover your church and as you strengthen your church to march forward and to march ahead in these last and evil days as never before. We thank you and we praise you for what you've promised. We thank you for your protection because your church is growing stronger each and every day. It is not, hallelujah, in any way losing its strength. And we thank you as we pray and we uphold the true church of Almighty God. Hallelujah, because that's where you dwell. You have chosen it to be your place, your sanctuary. And we pray for every one of your churches. And we thank you now. Oh, and we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. God bless you. Back to you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, receive this praise as we offer it up to you. Pray that you forgive us for every sin, sin of omission, sin of commission. And sanctify the line and clear the line that you might receive the praise offered up unto you. In Jesus' mighty name. And I'm asking, as we begin to thank the Lord, I'm asking everybody from every area code, open up your mouth. I was reminded of what I did on Sunday in Amazing Grace. I gave one section as the Praise the Lord section, and I gave another section as the Thank You Jesus section, and I gave another section as Hallelujah section. Then I gave another section, Lord, You've been good to me section, and I praise You. And they began to shout those praises unto the Lord. And before we knew it, it was a praise up in the house. Somebody on the line that God's been good to, in fact, every one of you He has, get you a praise. Amen. Get you a prayer. Amen. We're trying to have a smorgasbord, or you might say a family prayer of everybody praying. And if it becomes a roar unto God, God will receive it. Amen. He knows what you're saying. Don't worry about it. God knows what you're saying, and He knows your heart, and He knows your praise. So let's all open from every code. Don't let people have to really beg you to praise the Lord. When I've been teaching people on the line of how much He's done, He's done thousands of things for you since last night, this time, 24 hours. Just alone, He let your heart beat in 24 hours over 100,000 times. He deserves your praise. Let's give Him the praise, everybody. Lord, we thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You.
Thank You, thank You.
Thank You for Your presence on this
line.
Thank
You, thank You, thank You,
thank You in the name of Jesus.
Thank You, thank You.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on, saints, let's praise Him. Thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your kindness.
Thank
You for lifting Your own self up and giving You the glory and giving You the adoration.
Thank You,
Lord, praise.
We
praise You in the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Thank
You for life. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You,
thank You, thank You,
thank You for help. Thank You.
Thank You.
Come on, I don't hear you. 816
616
91.
Thank You.
Thank
You. Thank
You. 773.
Thank You. Thank You. Thank You.
Thank You.
Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You.
Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You.
Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You.
Thank You. For giving us legs.
Thank You. Lord, hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Thank You. Thank You.
Thank You for giving us.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You.
You've been better to us.
Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Than we've been to us.
Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You.
Glory to You.
Oh, my God. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You.
Thank You.
For blessing us in our finances.
Bless Your holy name, Lord. Thank You. 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 Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You.
Thank You. Thank You, Jesus.
He dispenses blessings everywhere.
Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Oh, God, we appreciate You, Lord. Thank You.
My Lord and my Savior, thank You, thank You, thank You,
thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You,
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a heavy load, shell, and a heavy load.